Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Heading into the new school year, USC laid down the law for its fraternities and sororities. After years of scandals around hazing, excessive drinking, sexual assaults, the USC's administration had seen enough. It introduced a slate of reforms, including requiring frats to have security on hand for parties, scanners to check IDs, and the banning of beer kegs. Well, the fraternities were not happy.
Instead of complying, at least half a dozen frats at USC have decided to disassociate themselves with the university. Sarah Brown's with us, reporter at the Chronicle of Higher Education, where she covers issues like Title IX and the handling of sexual assault allegations on campuses. And also Jim Piazza, his son Tim died as a result of hazing at a fraternity at Penn State in 2017. Thanks to you both for being here. Sarah, let's start with you. Is this something that's growing, this kind of a trend? The universities are saying, look, here are the rules after all that we've seen. And the frats are saying, okay, well, how about this? We are now some sort of outside club.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I mean, you know, fraternities have been an issue for years, and colleges have taken various steps to try to crack down on misconduct and misbehavior like hazing and sexual violence. And there have been fraternities that have decided to cut ties and go independent for years. But I think we're seeing sort of more frequently a handful of colleges, there are multiple fraternity chapters banding together and deciding to go out on their own. Some are calling them now rogue fraternities. So at West Virginia University and at Duke University, these are two other places where similar things have happened. And so it is something that we're definitely seeing more of.
Jim, as we mentioned, your son, Tim, died as a result of a hazing incident at Penn State in 2017. And I'm wondering your thoughts on, as these fraternities, this trend continues, which apparently it is, where they disassociate themselves from the universities and go off on their own, rogue fraternities, as Sarah mentioned, if that's a super bad thing, because then whatever tenuous restrictions and guidance they may have had from the universities would now be totally absent, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I think it's a serious risk, and I have great concern about fraternities disaffiliating from the university, and parents should too. You're going to lose access to insurance and other things, and also there's no oversight, there's no guidance, and it only takes one or two, you know, people within that organization to ruin it for everybody and bring legal issues to everybody. So disaffiliated fraternities are troubling for me.
Do you think the schools lose what little apparently leverage they had left in some of these cases?
Sure. I mean, they no longer have oversight of them. I mean, you know, the fraternities themselves will not be able to participate in school-run events, but, you know, the university doesn't have any oversight over those organizations and what they do. And, you know, that in itself is a problem. And you know, we've seen at University of Texas, I believe it was SAE, where they disaffiliated and they just totally got crazy and went very rogue. And there's been litigation between the university and the fraternity, the local fraternity chapter, for years.
Sarah, is there any legal recourse universities can take, or are they pretty much powerless to deal with students that want to, you know, form a house where they do what they want that's off campus and not associated with the university they're attending?
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, legally, students have the right to join any organization and associate with whoever they want, right? That's the First Amendment's protection of free association. If you're the college, you know, your main option is kind of to say, hey, students, don't join these organizations. And that's what you've seen at USC. You saw this at West Virginia University as well, where, you know, the president sort of issued strongly worded statements saying, hey, incoming students and parents, please don't associate with these organizations. In fact, they sort of are actively discouraging it all over their websites. And that's kind of your main option, because ultimately students can affiliate with whatever group they want to affiliate with.
What's the strongest, you know, argument for staying in for some of these fraternities? You know, Jim was saying that you can't participate in the campus events. I imagine, you know, you can't use a school logo, or what's to keep a fraternity there if they want to leave?
Right. I mean, you know, there are benefits to being able to use the university name and resources, especially in the recruitment of new members. You know, again, can't use university facilities for certain things. You know, and that those sort of longstanding ties, they mean more than you might sort of think offhand. But, you know, I think ultimately what you've seen at USC, for example, is this sort of frustration, especially with this policy that's called deferred recruitment, which is basically where fraternities can't recruit new members until the students have been at the university for at least one semester. Some even make them wait until they're sophomores. And I think this in particular has been a policy that has been an issue at USC and at other institutions. And that's sort of why fraternities have decided to cut ties.
Jim, what's your message to parents whose kids are now going off to colleges and are joining or thinking about joining sororities and fraternities?
Yeah, I would do your research on the organizations that your kids are looking to join. Understand what kind of violations they've had in the past. If they're disaffiliated, I strongly suggest that you have your kids avoid them, because there's problems lurking. There's a reason that those organizations can't follow the rules. And again, it could only be a few people in the organization, but one or two could bring everything down. You know, just do your research and learn about it. And you know, go in with your eyes wide open, and also tell your kids, if it doesn't look right or smell right and what's going on, then walk away.
What do you think of that kind of waiting period that Sarah was talking about, that's being talked about at so many of these schools, that, you know, maybe it's just too dangerous for a new freshman? Wait a little bit.
Yeah, I'm a big believer in deferred recruitment. We got that instituted at Penn State. I think it's important. I know the national fraternities don't agree with that. They don't believe there's research that supports it, but, you know, I think people need to get their feet under them and be able to develop a friend group before showing up on campus and automatically getting thrown into an organization that they really know no one yet.
It's Jim Piazza there. His son Tim died as a result of hazing at a fraternity of Penn State in 2017. Jim, thank you. And Sarah Brown, reporter, Chronicle of Higher Education.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.